The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
No.
Hey, everybody.
All right, we're
now we're ready to go.
And we're at your house.
We are. We're back to back in-person episodes.
Yeah. And we're sitting differently.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this right now.
The reason I wanted to do this is because a lot of the podcasts I watch, they do this. Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, it's fine. It's not too bad. It's it's pretty natural.
And like we talk to the people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could scoot in a little bit more to get a little more comfortable here.
Yeah.
You got a Shasta. I got a Tecate.
Yeah.
We got that. But yeah, anyway, we're sitting here. We just got back. Not just got back, but last week we were at your place because we were getting ready to go to Sparks in the Ozarks.
Yep.
And now we're sitting here at my place getting ready to go to the Mini Truck Revival Showcase.
Yes.
Which I'm just super excited about.
Yeah.
I've been to all day today. I've been just so careful about moving.
Well, last weekend you were kind of like a little.
I was having other issues. but yeah, like even last weekend I was like very cautious and careful because I'm like, I don't want to miss this thing again. Because if people remember a year ago, I was sitting here and I had hurt my back and I couldn't move and I didn't go to the Mini Truck Revival Showcase. And I was so freaking bummed.
It was even worse when I came back and told you how good it was.
I know. I said this before, but like I'm sitting there on the couch watching all the Instagram stories, everybody having a good time, and then you get back and you're like, "Hey, do you want to see some sick drone footage?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then it was really cool.
Yeah.
So, but
that I think that instance really motivated you to like go to the
chiropractor, like fix myself, like
fix yourself.
Well, sort of. It did, because I really didn't go to the chiropractor and get going until after Chubbs.
That's still only messed a few
up.
Weeks.
I know. I was still messed up going to Chubbs. And I was like even more messed up because like, if you really want to get in the weeds about it, but like I hurt my back. And then a week later, I thought like, I'm feeling pretty good. Like as I'm used to.
Yeah.
Then I hurt it again. And I was like, shit. And then I bought this. I was trying different things, all these stretches and, you know, getting people's advice and stuff. And then I bought this inversion table, and I think that messed me up. So I bought this inversion table, and I was like using it and like going upside down and stuff. And usually my bad part of my back is on my right side, but I was on this inversion table, and I came up, and then my left side got messed up. So it was like a whole complicated, like compounded thing. But anyway, but it wasn't until after Chubbs that I really got myself fixed. But again, back to now, I've just been like, I was very cautious last weekend. I was very cautious today, even though Angie was like, okay, well, today's that we have like a community cleanup where we can like just go dump stuff, you know, just whatever stuff we have laying around. So I want to go do this. So I'm like, oh, great. So I had to do that today. I'm all just being very careful. Like, and we're not out of the woods yet because when I was getting ready for the show, my three like hurdles were number one, wash the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Got through washing the truck, no problem. Number two, or no, actually, sorry, rewind. Number one was getting all my stuff sorted, getting my stuff printed, folded, sorted, ready to go. Then wash the truck, load the truck, and then do the show. So far, I've gotten through the
loading. You haven't loaded your truck yet?
No, I haven't loaded it yet.
Why not?
I don't know. I've been busy today. I've been busy. But no, it's not going to take long. I only have four totes.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have four totes. We're going to load up the 4Runner. I'm taking the 4Runner. And then I don't know if I've gone into the saga of my insurance thing. I think I mentioned it before about the insurance thing. Mm-hmm. And
this isn't a Mini Truck Revival video. We could talk about this
next week.
Next week when we go over this show.
Okay, so you want to talk about...
Because this is... That does tie into this.
It does. Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to start with Sparks then?
Well, that's... We just went to Missouri, I think.
We just got back from Missouri. And the last episode is right as we were leaving.
Because if we talk about that, then we're going to jump back and forth. And then next week, we'll only have the revival to talk about. Because the insurance is It's a good topic.
It'll lead
right into it.
Okay, that's fair. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, so Sparks in the Ozarks. We went out to Knoll, Missouri for Sparks in the Ozarks. That is a 3-day run hosted by a club called Definite Obsessions.
Yep.
Which, big thanks to them. They were so accommodating. Like, it was... they were so accommodating and so chill, and everything went like super well. And yeah, we drove all the way out to Knoll, Missouri, and that was my first time being in Missouri.
Yeah, it was like we drove. Let's see, you left your house Tuesday, got to my house, and we recorded Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. No. We recorded Tuesday night. Yeah.
And then we left.
Which is funny. A lot of people noticed that, like, because that episode was a little off the rails.
We should have recorded and then did everything.
That's right. We did everything before and then recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was a little cooked.
Yeah.
A little burnt.
Yeah.
And people could tell.
Yeah.
Derek was like, oh, man, Frank was barely hanging in there at the end. But I hung in there, and we did it, and we completed the task to create content in another episode.
So, yeah, that was my first... No, that's not my first time in Missouri. I've been in Missouri quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Springfield, because I went... That's where the kinetic batteries used to be made. So I've been there, and I've driven through on my way to back east a couple of times. But that little corner of Missouri...
Mm-hmm. I almost felt like... I didn't feel like I was in Missouri. I felt like it was more like Oklahoma. Like,
well, it would be like saying you went to California, but like you were in Laughlin and you just like
crossed
into the desert.
Yeah, into Needles, and you're just like,
You're like, cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. I didn't realize exactly how close those states are together. Even like when we were going down, like we were going there and we went down these back roads and we were going up this one road that literally like one side was Oklahoma, one side was Arkansas.
Was it Missouri and Arkansas or Oklahoma and Arkansas?
No, that was Arkansas. Because that's the thing is like...
Oh, it was. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. One side was Oklahoma. One side was Arkansas.
And then we went more north, north, north. And then we crossed over into Missouri going north. So it's just like this like little pocket of multi-state shenanigans.
What we did do for the very first time, we've been through Oklahoma a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
What we did do was that we actually... Oklahoma is known for food. We always what's this place known for as far as food wise, and we try to get that. And this time we actually stopped in Tulsa, stopped at a place called Hank's, and had an onion burger.
I honestly think we didn't have a true onion burger, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, because like I went back and watched the video that kind of like inspired me to start looking for those. There's a guy in New York, and he's like just cheeseburgers. That's all he makes is cheeseburgers, and he makes these Oklahoma style cheeseburgers, and his were almost like White Castle.
Yeah,
how they grill all the onions and he cooks the meat on top of the onions.
Oh yeah, I think I saw the same.
Yeah, video. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if we got a true Oklahoma style.
I know, we're gonna research it and go back.
We're gonna try it again.
Yeah,
I mean it's a good burger. We made one mistake. We got a double. That was too rowdy. That was too much.
Yeah,
that was too much.
But it was good. It was called it was Hank's, the old place.
Since 1948 or something like that.
Something. It was cool. And then we went in Oklahoma, for anyone that's been between like Missouri and Oklahoma City, it's all toll freeways. There are ways to go non-tolls, but it's like an hour out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So between when we left Tulsa, remember I said, do you want to go on the tolls or do you want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. We went on the adventure. And it was an adventure.
into the back small town. Not even town. They weren't towns.
They're more like settlements.
Yeah. Dude, it's like when you leave here and go through Lucerne.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was like. Yeah. It's this tiny little town. The one that was memorable was Strange
with no E.
Yes. Strang.
If anybody knows about that town or is familiar or anything like that, yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah, it was a crazy little, like, we're just cruising. First of all, like, we were, like, got off the freeway and we start going on these back roads. And we're, like, just, like, on people's streets, going through these towns. And we go through this little town. And I just, like, real quick out of the corner of my eye, I saw the town hall.
Yeah.
And it was a metal building.
Yeah.
Just posted up in the middle of nowhere.
I almost felt like we didn't belong.
Yeah, we'd 100%.
That's why I got gas. When we left, I was like, I'm filling the tank up.
Yeah.
Just because.
That was some definitely like, what are you doing here?
Where are you boys from?
Where are you boys from? And me, I was like, well, of course, I'm wearing a pink shirt now, but I was wearing another Venomous Pink shirt, but it was my one that's like the big pink lips, and it says Venomous Pink's in pink, and we're just rolling through these like backcountry town. Like, who's your friend with the pink shirt?
Where are you boys from? I'd be like, Texas, sir. We're from Texas.
You sure don't sound like you're from Texas. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then getting to the show, going to this tiny town of Knoll, Missouri. And actually, our friend, our good friend, Mike Santanella, that's where he's from.
Yeah.
Well, not from like Knoll, but I guess like a couple towns over.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's really cool because we see him everywhere. Like we've like literally, yeah. I don't think has he been. Yeah, we see him at LST. Like we see him at like LST and many Nats. It's
cool just to go to his
neck. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool to go to his neck of the woods. And he works for a. I don't know how much we should put on blast, but he does work for a. A dessert company,
yeah,
and was able to acquire a whole box of desserts
and give them to
and
us.
And give them to us.
Do you still have them?
I do. I still have a couple boxes. You know where we messed up though? We left them in the trailer and they melted.
You left them in the trailer.
I left them in the trailer and they melted.
Oh yeah.
And they're but hey, they're so good. I still open them up and like peel them off. Yeah.
That's why I did not take those to my house because
they would 100%
be gone. But the interesting thing about this event is it's the first event that we've been to that like new event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we've been to so many of these events. Mm-hmm. We kind of know we know the people that host them. We know where we're going. We mm-hmm. know what time to get
and we
there.
Kind of fall in this pattern.
We know where our spot is. Mm-hmm. We know what the weekend's going to look like. We know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We had zero idea for this one. So like we get there and these people at the front gate were like, who are you?
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah,
yeah.
Not that like we want rock around expecting people to know who we are.
No,
but like, it was like I know exactly what you're talking about. We roll up and we're like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, hey, what's up? Who are you with? And we're like, ha ha ha. And no, they were serious. Like, no, yeah, we don't know who you are.
We have no idea who you are.
We don't know who you are.
So yeah, but and then the so to put this, if no one's ever been there, and I have some drone footage I'll put up, but It's a big campground. It's a yeah. big where they do kayaking and mm-hmm. it's right on
river
the
floating
river and floating
like
and all this stuff. So there's a space for the vendors, but then the club spaces, you have to actually get those through the resort, not through the run.
Right.
So I've always been to any truck run I've been to. It's like first come first serve or mm-hmm. someone gets there and tapes your spots off. But this one, it was like, no, people had like space 206, 207, 208 reserved for their club and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was just different. Like, but it was really nice. It was
cool.
What was the last event we went to? Oh, Intervention. Remember when we were just like on Saturday, we're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Cause we were there kind of early. Yeah.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how this was. It was like we got there Thursday and set up and we were just kind of like, I was like, I always get this anxiety.
I know.
And it was just nice to just not have that.
It was also weird because like we went there, we got there Thursday afternoon-ish. We set up, kind of hung out for a little bit, and they're like, and you're like, well, let's just go back and chill in the room. So we went, and then we were in the room at like 7 o'clock. That was a weird feeling to me to it just, and we were just sitting there. They're just like waiting for the next day to like happen.
Sitting there with your man sheets.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was bad. It like I got, when we got in the room, I didn't notice it at first, but so I'm like chilling on the bed. We were watching baseball, just chilling. And then like all of a sudden I'm start smelling. I'm like, something that's not my smell, that is someone else's like smell. And it was like this musky old man. And then I realized everything smells like that. It was the blankets and it was the pillows and it was just everything. It's so bad to the point where like at 2 o'clock in the morning I got up, I was like, I can't handle this anymore. So I went down to the lobby and I like, got another blanket and a pillow. It was disgusting. It was and plus we were already chilling for a long time. I couldn't really sleep, so I'm just awake. Because funny enough, the next day when I like, because I told you about it and you're like, oh, so like I smelt it again. It didn't really smell that bad. I think it was like this weird like psychological thing
yeah.
where I was like, that's weird. That smells like someone else. And then I started like fixating on the fact. I'm like obviously you're in a hotel where other people have slept, thousands of other people have yeah. slept. But then knowing that you're like in that person's funk, I don't know. It was disgusting. It was probably the most disgusting thing that I've experienced in a hotel.
Yeah, I would have felt the same way. But as far as the show goes, it's not, so there is no show area. It's mm-mm. just, it's like, similar to Last Resort where there's no show area. You just kind of, the trucks where you camp is the show area. And mm-hmm. so it's just this, for anyone on the West Coast, it really reminded me of like the old council runs.
Yeah. Someone,
like Robin's Nest.
Someone, a couple people said, oh, doesn't this remind you of the old river runs? And we both were like,
no,
it doesn't. It doesn't have that vibe, but yes, an old council run, like a Summer Madness. It reminded me of like a Summer Madness type vibe, you know?
And it was very much a Freaks of Nature show.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the show where they all congregate.
There's cabins there that you can rent, and they basically rented all the cabins out. And it was really cool that like strip of cabins with all their trucks parked in front mm-hmm. of it. And then you had Sunset, and then you had a bunch of R Club came out.
That was really cool. A lot of the Dallas guys rolled out.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was really, I guess, a surprise, like a nice like bonus.
It was cool because every time we've been around our Dallas chapter, this is just kind of a in-club thing here you guys get to hear.
Yeah, a little behind the baseball thing.
When we go to like LST, our club doesn't park with us
mm-hmm.
because there's no room.
Yeah.
There is room behind us, but it's like not a good spot to be if you're showing. So we hang out, we see each other, but then they'd go do their own thing. And then same with LST last year. LST, our club was way around the lagoon. And so like...
You mean Last Resort?
Last Resort. Yeah, mm-hmm. sorry. Last Resort. So same thing. So anytime we've been around Dallas, we've never hung out. And this time it felt more like...
It was very integrated.
It was awesome.
Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah. It was really cool getting to know those guys better. They came...
Even though I've known them for years,
mm-hmm.
some of those guys... It's just like I've never had the chance to just like kind of just be around.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. It happens like that sometimes is you're around people for a long time, but you never really get to like connect.
Chill with them,
you know, and we definitely got to do that on this trip. And they turned out, man, they brought some nice stuff out.
Yeah. It was
except
really
for
cool.
Murph.
Ooh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was going to give Murph a compliment right now. You just put him down.
I know. I was just purely being a jerk. I was just purely being a jerk right there. No, Murph, you did a good job.
One of our members, Chris Murph, he's had this Ranger torn apart for years and years and years, and he finally got it back together running and driving, and he was the only one dragging actual body down.
Yeah,
down
we'll get to that part in a second.
Yeah. So, yeah, we Friday we just hung out, and then what did we do Friday night? We just hung out at the thing.
And what thing?
Well, I forgot to bring lights. So when the sun went
down.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When the sun went down, it was very dark. Mm-hmm.
Friday night, it was pretty dark.
Yeah. And
what did we do Friday night?
We just hung out there, remember?
At the place? At the show?
Yeah. Yeah, till like 11, and then we went to the hotel.
But it was dark, so were we just hanging out? We had those little lights.
And we drove around the golf cart.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. we were checking out the back nine. It was pitch black out there. Yeah. It was dark out there.
But yeah, that show is definitely cool.
If
you just want to go, it's just like camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like that.
We talked about it before, like when I went out to the council run just recently. And the vibe that I got is as we're getting older and we're like kind of like settling into this new phase of our life, being mini truckers, being this age and settling in. Council Run wasn't like a like, let's go party, let's drink and let's get crazy. It was like, hey, let's go hang out with our friends and like camp. Like it was actual camping going on. Before it was like you're camping, but you're more just sort of like passing out, passing out places. This it had a vibe of camping, and that's what this one felt like.
And this one made me want to do it right, like next time, because I do want to go back. I'm probably not going to go next year, but like maybe like alternate these mm-hmm. things. These shows, we've never been to this one, so mm-hmm. it was cool. I want to go to shows I've never been to.
Yeah,
but I don't think I'm going to be able to do them every year.
Yeah,
some I'll do every year, like mini nats and stuff. But there's just some I want to alternate just because it just gets super busy.
Yeah, we were talking to Stuart, and you know we want to get back to Last Resort.
Yeah,
and Last Resort is this weekend, or is it this weekend?
It's happening next weekend.
It was 2 weeks after that. Yeah, we just got last weekend with Sparks, and then in 2 weeks, so it's very close together.
Yeah,
but yeah, it'd be really cool. And we were talking to Stuart, and you know we were saying like, yeah, we want to get back to your show, and yeah, I think it'd be cool to alternate the two.
Yeah,
and that's not like this whole thing started. It was like many months ago. You were like, we need to go like experience some new things. We're like, okay, cool. So we just sort of like picked this show to kind of do that.
Yeah. 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 No, it was, the drive wasn't bad.
It was pretty chill. I was surprised I got home so early because we left midday Sunday. We got to your pad, midday Monday, because and that's what stopped. We like stopped for the night too, and then we got to your pad like three or four, and a little past midday, but 3 or 4 Monday. Then I was home by like 10 o'clock Monday evening. I was kind of like, wow,
yeah,
because usually it's we get into your pad like late Monday wherever we're traveling from, but usually, but I think since we left that half a day early, like because usually we're leaving LST at 5 or 6,
yeah,
you know, so
yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is nice to have that Sunday to where you just kind of because we could even have left earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we
actually
we kind of really just like got there and like stayed open for a little while. And we're like, yeah, we're not selling much. Let's let's get on the road.
Yeah, Saturday was really the main day because like Friday was a bit kind of slow. Just from our from a vendor perspective, like Friday was a little slow, but Saturday was the cracking day, and then you know Sunday, yeah, we could probably bounce a little earlier.
Yeah, and then Devin came down, him and his
Devin from Canada.
They on their honeymoon, they drive their. Drove their bagged Corvette from Canada there and then all the way to through Colorado, Utah. And they just got home today or something.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. I thought about that. Like, here's Devin and his and Tina, his wife, who are both super cool people. But imagine, like, and I thought about this. Imagine, like, you're on your honeymoon and the first couple nights of your honeymoon are in this dirtbag Econo Lodge in Missouri. No, Missouri.
I thought you were gonna say dirtbag town.
Oh no, the town was lovely.
It was nice.
The town was lovely, but the hotel we stayed, I mean, I did get the old man must smell. So
yeah, it was definitely we didn't know anything, so we stayed in a Econo Lodge like 8 miles away.
Yeah,
that's what I was getting back to though. I feel like if I go to that show again, like I almost want to just I don't want to camp, but I want to do campy things. Like I want to have a barbecue.
Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Like do that whole thing to where you're there at 8 in the morning. And you're just there till midnight.
Yeah.
And you're just, and then go and say, unless you bring an RV or something, but.
Which we essentially kind of did. We were like Saturday, we stayed pretty late. There was also the drag. So we'll talk about the drag. So the show was sort of the whole weekend. So there's really no official like show. It just sort of goes on. But at 8 p.m. Saturday night is when the drag start.
Yeah.
And which I really, the couple things. So they sectioned off this long piece of Main Street in their little town of Knoll. And they were very adamant about people like being very on the curb, not on the curb. But what I thought was really cool is when the drag session started, they rolled them one by one.
Yeah.
So it was like it wasn't this gridlocked, you know.
It was. So these small towns have this advantage compared to the bigger cities where there's not much going on.
Right.
So their resources can be allocated to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
They had the fire department out there blocking the road. They had that the cop lady
who had to have been maybe the like chief of police or something.
Whatever she was. She was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. She was imagine being at a comedy show or a concert and they run to one side of the stage and they're like, everyone over here, scream.
Yeah.
And then they run to the other side of the stage and they go, everyone over here, scream. And then they contest it. She was doing that driving down the street. She was like, put your feet on the curb. Don't step out or I will... I'll arrest. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there, she's like, ready to have a good time? Yeah. And then she would go down in about 150 feet or so. And then she was like, yeah, the people back there were way better than you guys.
Yeah, like, I know. She was like the hype man for the for the drag session. And also she was like hanging. She was hanging out all weekend at the show.
Yeah.
And all weekend she was just like kind of talking shit to people. Yeah. You know, it was pretty something. It was pretty cool to see the cops that chill, you know, because usually cops are not that chill.
No. No, it was like the entire thing was just relaxed, and that's what I liked about it. It was just the staff did really good. Richard, like the guy Richard Bruner who throws it, he's actually from out here.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's from California. Yep. Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, he hooked us up with, you know, our vendor spots, and he's just like such a good host.
Yeah.
And I think that like anybody listening that ever wants to throw a show, being a good host to people that to come out of state is very important.
Oh, for sure.
So like people that travel, media, people that are offering you, like, it's not that we're offering services, but like we're going out there and we're like, we're working essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're selling shirts and making money because of your event, but we did spend a lot of money to get there.
Right.
And we did do all this stuff. So having someone see that and appreciate that is really important. So,
well, and also we've said before, like with us going to these events, and without sounding like full of ourselves or anything, it's not even us. It's anybody in general coming from like the West Coast, going back east to a show. If enough people see that, they start to think, what is it about this event that they're traveling this great distance to go to?
And that's what we did when we saw all the Freaks guys go back there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're like, why do they keep going? It must be cool.
Yeah.
So that's, we eventually went and it was cool. the one thing that I wanted to talk about, the dragging thing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that it was when I was sitting there, you were sleeping. So
I fell asleep, dude. I was so tired. So like we get to the spot earlier. The drag session was from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Period. 8 to 9. I think we rolled up like 7 or something. Yeah. We got some bomb shaved ice.
Oh yeah. Some lady was just out there in front of her house. Whipping up legit Hawaiian shaved
ice. Legit Hawaiian shaved ice. It was awesome.
We'll talk about shaved ice later because there is a little...
A thing
with shaved
ice. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we got that. And then so we like post up and I sit in this chair and I'm like, I'm so tired, dude. And I just nodded off. And I think it was Murph got a photo of me.
Yes.
Just old man in it like yes. This.
you were taking a nap.
I was. You were taking a
midday nap in your lazy boy chair. But just listening to the cops and the staff say, make sure your feet are on the curb.
Yeah. They're very adamant sitting about that.
And there's a reason they're adamant about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because what a lot of people don't understand is those trucks that are dragging, none of them are dragging their frame.
Yeah. That was the thing.
Maybe 95% were dragging big old blocks that hang down. So what happens is if you are dragging blocks and they are positioned in a way on your truck that if you let too much air out, your truck can teeter and you lose traction steering.
That happened a few times.
So in a second, you could lose your foot or break your legs. If one of those trucks, they weren't going fast.
No.
But you know what I mean? Like they were relatively.
Well, a couple of them, now that you said, I didn't understand why. I just thought maybe whatever, but it makes perfect sense now because a couple of them got like towards the end
a
little. I've
been in a truck that's done that.
Oh, like, really?
That's lost steering. If your truck is aired out, if you lay your truck out and it hits the ground and there's still air coming out of your bags in the front, that means that those front tires are loose.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
So when you go to drive, you're skiing on your bottom of your truck and your tires are not, your tires are just, you're going to turn and they're just going to.
That makes sense. Cause if they're still airing the bags, they're just kind of going like this down the road.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to steer.
Perfect sense.
So the first time, if it's any happened to anyone, you know, it's scary. Mm-hmm. And then you figure out why it happened. But yeah, so I saw some of those trucks with those big old blocks on them and yeah, if they do it, I mean, they'll turn and they'll go towards that crowd real quick and you'll lose your feet.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
But that was the other thing. And I want to make it very clear. I'm not talking crap about anybody.
Yes, he is.
I'm not talking crap at anybody. There were a lot of blocks, a lot of magnesium. I made the comment
there was the guy that was down there that I was standing with for a little while I think he's on staff. Maybe he's in their club. Mm-hmm. He's the one that built all those blocks.
Oh, really?
He takes orders.
Oh, wow.
And sells them at the show strictly for that drag event.
Oh, okay.
So it's,
the comment I made and whatever may upset people. I was like, it smells like a high school chemistry class up in here.
Oh yeah. All the different metals,
all the different like magnesiums and steels and whatever. Yeah. And to go back to Murph, like, yeah, there were only a few dudes like Murph was dragging body through that thing. So, I mean, that's something.
It is. but either way, it was really cool that there was a Corvette there that was dragging.
Like, oh, yeah. Because our friend, you know, Devin, our guy in our club, like he brought his Corvette and we told him to go drag. And he's like,
it's
made of fiberglass. And then there was a red Corvette just railing. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that was great. So, yeah. But, yeah, a lot of blocks and stuff. Still a lot of fun.
So, and then, and then we get back to the thing after that, that's all done and over with, and we hung out till almost 1 a.m.
yeah it was fun.
There was different camps were doing different things. We didn't make it to the back, which I kind of wanted to go back there to see what was going on
like in the mix
in the culty area back there. Dude, they were having seances or something.
It was deep back there.
Yeah, because the guy we dropped off on Friday night, he's like, can I get a ride? And we gave him a ride. He's like, drop me off right here. And we're like, it's just in this
dark,
in the woods.
Yeah, it's in the dark, like pitch black darkness.
But you could do anything you want back there. Mm-hmm. You could literally park 2 RVs back there, hang lights.
Well, that's what like when we were coming back, the people who were like down from the bridges, well, they did. They had like a whole, like, I thought it was like a thing. Like I was like, hey, we should go check out what's going down there. But I realized like, oh no, that's just their camp.
Yeah.
Like they don't want people down there necessarily. Yeah. They look very inviting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, just want to finish with the thought on the drag session. It was. I loved how it was so organized.
Yeah,
because as like us creating content and like filming it was great because we could just take our time. Like, there's one, there's another one, and it wasn't like chaos because it could quickly turn into like chaos.
Yeah,
you know, just gridlock. No dragging going on there. Yeah, I mean, it works for Maggie Valley, but Maggie Valley is like 3 miles.
And it's not a drag session.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's a cruise. Cruise yeah, much, yeah,
you know, like this is a specific, and that's why this. That's why the drag blocks worked there, because
right.
these people go there strictly to throw a spark show for not only people in of the show, but the entire town.
Came yeah.
for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Both sides of the street were packed
mm-hmm.
with however many few hundred people live in that town or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah, that was kind of the other thing, cool thing about that town is, like, you know, like, it's just this little community just tucked away, just
and then driving their life. Through there, driving through the cliffs that these yeah. cliffs, we were driving underneath these rocks that just hung out over the road.
Yeah.
So I remember I told you record like that. So we'll put that right here in yeah. this, in the podcast, because I wanted people to understand, like, just that drive around there, you know, when we were driving through Strang, whatever, mm-hmm. and then driving on the board, you're just like, oh, this is, it's just whatever. It's like driving out here. It's a desert. You're like, yeah, eh, yeah. whatever. But then you see those rocks mm-hmm. that come out and you're just like, oh, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. So
yeah, it was a cool experience. Great show. Everything was really great. Getting back was great. Yeah. The whole thing just awesome. I know we say that about a lot of stuff, but it was definitely cool.
Yeah. The Titan.
The
AC worked fine.
Yeah, everything worked good.
The airbag, I did not get a replacement airbag for the back, and those leaf springs are dead, so it was a little rough.
That yeah, it was a little bouncy in the back.
But I got the airbag yesterday, so I fixed that.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so
yes, if people remember in the last episode, we were talking about me driving my Tundra out there and then jumping in the old Tit that turned on that trip, turned 360,000 miles.
Yeah,
and it's just trucking along, man.
It was going.
Yeah, I mean, no problem. But it was. It was pretty nice getting back to your house, getting back in my truck.
Oh, I bet, like, dude. Yeah. I do that when I get, even just in the Maverick, I'm just like, oh.
Did you, because you're here, did you, you didn't look at the Titan, did you?
Uh-uh.
No, you didn't see it? Okay. Don't look at it.
Poor guy.
It's bad. There's like spider webs coming off of it.
You've got to take care of that.
I know. But I do find it a little funny, too.
That you're just going to let it get to the point of the old farm truck back there?
I know, right? Like, that just turns into Dwight's new truck.
Yeah.
He's good.
Speaking of Dwight.
I know, he didn't make
it. Dwight did not make an appearance.
I know, he didn't.
So, I don't. Maybe he's on vacation.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Dwight hung it up. Maybe Dwight retired.
Yeah.
Maybe he's living his life.
In Missouri.
Maybe, exactly. I don't know. We'll see.
I have a post-podcast thing about that. Remind me to tell
okay.
you. I'm going to put it in notes.
Those are my favorite.
The post-podcast?
Yeah. I can't look at my notes because I'm recording on this thing. Can I get out of here?
Yeah, just get out of there.
Okay.
We can see it's still recording there.
Okay. All right. okay. But yeah, great show. Now we're gearing up for the showcase tomorrow. We said that earlier. We're yeah. super excited about that. Taking the 4Runner. That's going to be great. Oh yeah, that was the thing that I wanted to, in my notes that I have is there are so many shows going down this weekend right now.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of shows. We got, obviously we're going to the showcase tomorrow. There's the Lowdown in Laughlin happening right now. There's the Freaktoberfest
happening right now.
And then you mentioned it earlier. I didn't even know this was a thing until I saw Ben there. The Japanese Classic Car Show is today.
Yeah.
So like, you know, we talk a lot about, like, people ask us about events and stuff. And, you know, or that you get the people who say, like, oh, there's nothing going on. It's not like it used to be. There's 4 things going on.
Yeah.
And not even like close. Like the Freaktoberfest is up in Reading, yep. which is 10 hours away from yep. here. You know, Lowdown. So, I'm in Arizona. There's nothing going on. Laughlin's 3.5 hours away.
Yeah.
4 hours away.
Yep.
There's a show there going on yep. this weekend, you know.
Mini truck shows.
Mini truck.
These are all mini truck shows.
Mini truck shows. Yeah.
It would be nice if hopefully... Because I want to go to Freaktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get up there. I'm hoping that none of these fall on the same weekend next year.
Oh.
Because if you have Showcase and Freaktoberfest and Last Resort, those are 3 shows that I want to go to in October next year. So if we can figure out, if the people that are throwing those shows are listening to this.
Yeah, they are.
Can we get together a little bit? I think Last Resort.
Well, that's going to be like... Like to go from Northern California to
it's not difficult. You can do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's doable.
Totally. But you mean if it's on the same weekend?
Well, no, like if it's within a couple weeks of each other.
Oh no, that's just if it's no. It's, what do you mean?
Like going all the way up? Well, I mean,
it's a day drive.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just did it.
No, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, no, but not up to Northern California.
Yeah, though. Just to Missouri.
We'll do Missouri and then back and then. Oh yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm down for back-to-back
weekend. I'm down. Hey, man, you know I'm down for anything. You tell me where to go and I'm going to go.
When I did get back, it was like nonstop. Usually I'll get back from these and I'll like kind of schedule my stuff out so I have a few days to do nothing.
Right, right.
I couldn't. I was like Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday I was East Valley, West Valley filming, editing, and I'm so behind on editing now. It'll be nice to get back and do nothing for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. I was the same way. Mine was a little bit more chill just because I don't know how this happened. Usually, like, every time people tune in, they're, like, hearing me talk about how behind I am or how against the wall. I'm not like that right now. I'm actually, like, ahead, and everything is, like, working pretty well.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that happened, to be honest with you.
Well, that's – it's pre-planning, too. So if we know next year that if it's Freaktoberfest and then Mini Truck Showcase and Last Resort, you just know you're going to have – like, when you print – You're literally gonna have to print. So you, when you do get back, if something comes up, you're just like, oh, I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's definitely doable, and it'd be fun. I'm always down.
Speaking of printing and artwork and stuff, did I show you the final artwork?
No, you showed me the sketch.
Do you want to see the final?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, so this is how this came out, and this comes out Monday. So, I'm just gonna put it in here.
Are you gonna do it?
I think I'm just gonna put it
in. Oh, here. Nice.
So, Joe Molina and I, we're like at Dino's, we should do a collab shirt. Our booths are right next to each other. And he kind of brought it up to me and I was like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. You know, so we split the cost of the artwork. We split the cost of the t-shirts and whatever. So I was like, do you want me to do the design? He's like, yeah, do it. Okay. And then, so I get on the phone a few days ago with Brandon from Fuel, and he's on a three-way call with Daniel, the artist. And Daniel's like, because I said, this is my concept. Two dudes hanging out on the side of a truck, maybe one's arm on the truck, just sitting at a car show, just hanging out.
Just hanging out, huh?
You know? And I gave him the picture of the truck and stuff. And so he calls me. He's like, I have this idea. He's like, what about two guys kneeling down like 90s kind of gangsters?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
And then I thought about you because that's always what you do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this kind of takes away from Frank's thing, but.
No, it's great. Yeah. I love it. You showed me the sketch and I was like, I think the way I said it was like, I said, I freaking love it.
So I was worried that Joe wasn't going to like it.
I could see that.
Because.
I could
but
see
then
that.
In my head, I go, if Joe says he doesn't like this, I'm turning this dude into Frank. And then me and Frank will have a t-shirt. Yeah. But he said he loved it.
Yeah.
If he's lying, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, he had a chance. But
it's so good.
Let me see. Funny.
Oh, my God. That's so great. And it's just white like that?
Yeah. That's it.
That's sick, dude.
Do you see the gang signs?
I do. I see. I saw that the first. So it's you're wearing a medallion with a G.
Yep.
And your fingers are making TV. And his medallion is a C with 10 for yeah. C10. It's sick. And I love the socks. The long socks, dude. I didn't see the cat.
It's a little, oh, dude. A little bit of a hood cat, dude. Sitting in the back. Yes.
I love it. I freaking love everything about it, dude. It's so cool.
And then the front.
I love your 90s pants, too. They're just super big.
Yeah.
And the big and like the old school, like big skate
yeah.
shoes.
Yeah.
Sick. So. It's super rad. Whose truck is that?
It's just a guy, a truck that I shot. He lives in Arizona. And it's just a.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So that's the collab for yeah. Dino's
Get Down. And it's kind of, it's a C10, but it's got like big billet wheels on it. Like
it is, a little more, dare I say, a little more mini trucker, a little more mini trucker.
Yeah. I kind of mix it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit, yeah. Right? It's tight.
But, and the front is, I don't think I have the front on here. Let's see.
It's gotta be the cat.
No,
no, it's not. No.
The front is, oops.
Well, sorry. Because you already did, because you did the cat last year. Oh, dude. Yeah, dude. Never mind. That's way better. That is way, way better.
It's Joe's Vato.
It's C10 Vato's logo.
Wearing a GTV hat.
That's so, so awesome.
And all this does is give me mad ideas for mini nets.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Custom life.
Oh, Rider sick. TV Hell yeah. Thing.
So this is just going to open up all kinds of ideas and avenues.
That's cool. And that's sort of like how you ended up to where you're at right now.
Yes.
Like it just sort of like a little idea kind of like snowballed.
Well, you know what it was? Is letting loose a little bit, not worrying about so much stuff, and then also capitalizing on us.
Yeah.
On making us characters.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next thing, though, I want to do is I want to. Because the skeleton thing is going to come to an end. Yeah. Not an end, but it's going to get overused.
Yeah, you gotta change it up a little bit.
Gotta change it up. So we need to figure out what animals we are going to be. Because I want to do...
So you're going to go the animal route.
I think so.
I think that's really cool. I think that's a really cool idea because it does open it up to like a whole new world of things.
Like like baseball mascots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Perfect Poise did like the bear driving. And mm-hmm. I kind of like, I could be a bear. I'm like this big...
Yeah, yeah. Guy. You definitely be a bear. I definitely see Milan as like a coyote.
What or would you a see fox. Yourself
I don't,
as?
That's the, I don't know. That'd be a tough one. I don't know what kind of animal I am. What do you a guys chihuahua? Think? What do you, just riddled with anxiety.
Shaking on the ground.
I think that's like that's a little too on
what,
the nose.
For our normal commenters out there, mm-hmm. what animal could Frank be? And what animal besides a bear could I be?
I see you as like a bear or like a lion.
Not a lion. Lion.
No, you don't. Not, a, are you a sheep?
I could be a sheep.
Yeah, you're a sheep.
I could be a sheep. Yeah, just follow everybody.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
Please don't take this the wrong way. Maybe like a bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
I feel a bull is too aggressive. I feel is I'm it? Big, but I'm not aggressive.
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
So like
that's
a
true.
Bear, because a bear's big can be aggressive.
Can be
also,
aggressive, but very cuddly.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, can look friendly, but yeah, yeah. bull doesn't ever look friendly.
That's true. Good just point. Looks yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I don't know.
Now we know that Frank thinks that I'm a bull.
I know. I told you I didn't want you to take it the wrong way. I'm just spitting ideas out here.
Telling
I
mean, someone
I call myself a chihuahua.
Telling someone what animal they look like can be a little weird.
It is, yeah, that is. Yeah. It kind of like, what about someone? You look like a hippo.
You're just a whale.
You're just a whale.
You're just blubber.
Jesus. Oh my God. All right. So sorry about that.
Yeah. So anyways, this is opening up this whole
yeah
fun.
Well, that's thing. Cool. And that's like kind of like where things have really like kind of like taken off in the mm-hmm. last year or so with your brand is like you just sort of like are like having fun with it, coming up with these cool ideas.
But
and,
I'll tell you what, it is difficult. Even though it's working, it can quickly get out of control and just become this joke.
That's true too.
Like a joke of a brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's like, true.
So that's why I have another t-shirt besides this one coming out that's not going to have anything on it except a truck.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's why I came out with that like half shirt with the headlight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want people to look at the booth and it evens out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fun. Oh, that's bad. Like, when I look at that shirt, I'm like, that's cool.
When I look at the skeleton shirt.
Yeah,
the
some next of the, like, they're shirt. Cool, but sometimes they don't have that like badass feel.
Yeah.
They just have like, that's funny. That's cool.
But all of them have had a badass feel.
I know
feel.
They do, but they can quickly become teeter on.
Yeah. Them. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Cause we always talk about that where we like get in too much and it's like, it teeters on
the first, and no one knows what this looks like. So we can kind of like talk freely about it. But I feel like the first mini, Maggie Valley shirt was like that. The first iteration that he came up with it.
Yeah.
I felt like that was sort of like getting that way, you know? And then eventually the design that it landed on really like solid. It was cool.
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying could have went that way with that first design.
Yes.
Not that it was like bad because Daniel is an amazing artist. Yeah. Like nothing looks bad, but I can understand what you're saying. The vibe can kind of get weird.
It can get a little, it could get goofy if I, you know, but again, it's like that balance of having fun, doing what you want, but then also understanding that these shirts are for everybody else too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're understanding your audience.
It's really interesting you say that because to go back to the show last weekend, I came out with two new designs and if you don't know what they are, go to the website and check them out. But I came out with two ones, one with an S10 that's like a skeleton, kind of dressed like a 90s, like Suicidal Tendencies guy. Then I came out with reissued a one that's we call Praise, and it says Praise the Lord. And it's got like a Dia de los Muertos girl praying hands and a stout. I didn't sell any of those. I sold one of those at the show, and it kind of sparked the conversation of like, is it a regional thing? Like, did the people who didn't really like vibe with it? So we're gonna find out this weekend because we're gonna be here in Southern California at a mini truck show with a lot of vintage Japanese mini trucks.
Yeah. So the stout has
it's the stout. The writing is very like East LA Chicano style like. Graffiti writing. You've got the Dia de los Muertos girl. So I'm very interested to see this weekend or tomorrow when if Like, I'm not expecting to sell a bunch, but if I sell more here, and then that'll tell me like
more than none.
Yeah. More than none. Yeah. Well, it's more than one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll really tell me a demographic kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I'm like upset or anything about it, but
no, but this whole thing is difficult.
It is literally just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what happens, coming up with designs, trying to kind of like, I don't know. It is just throwing stuff at the wall. Sometimes we miss. I've had plenty of swings and misses. You have too, though.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Well,
yeah.
My entire first few years were just a swing and a miss with merch, man. You know, because I would go to the show. I'd be like, well, how much did you make? And you would tell me. And I'm like,
you're like, that's cool.
But just realizing that and like figuring it out.
Well, that's the difference. The difference is sitting there and being just like, oh, getting upset about it or something. You're feeling defeated, or being like, okay, what do we got to change here? Yeah. Like, what can we modify? Or like
paying attention.
Yeah. 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 And just being fluid and not being, when we first started doing what we do, I was in that mode where I would get like bullish about it. And what I would do is like, we'd have designs, and I know it's different, but kind of same. I'd have all these designs, and Angie a long time ago said, well, we need a clearance rack. I was like, why? She's like, well, these designs aren't really selling. We need to get rid of them. We need a clearance rack. And at the time, my bullishness was like, well, these are brand new t-shirts. They're printed. They're are what they are. They cost what they cost. Then, you know, realizing that and being fluid and being open to the ideas and everything that.
And understanding that your idea might not be a good one.
Yeah.
And
being okay with it.
And being okay with it. Because I am not into any sort of like you're more into like brands and streetwear, like you're a little more in tune with that,
mm-hmm.
where I'm not. So you lean into that, but then you almost lean into that too much.
I've 100%. We talk about this a lot. I've done that so many times.
Yeah.
Or what I think is cool, or like my inside joke kind of thing, or like my inside, not inside joke necessarily, but just like, you have to know this to understand it. Yeah. Yeah, I fall very quickly victim to that.
And even then I just fall victim into sometimes my stuff is some of my stuff, I don't want to say cheesy, but some of it has like, it's just a truck on a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it, but like an In-N-Out shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be the In-N-Out brand.
Right.
Or the Cruise Night brand or whatever, right. You know, like, so there's like, you have to be edgy,
mm-hmm.
but then you could be too edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And then
reel it back a little
bit. Reel it back a little bit. And then some just suck and they don't work. And like you said, you just gotta, you blow them out,
mm-hmm.
and then you redo it. And you have that advantage. And we talked about this because you print your own shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You could literally be like, I'm just going to print a different one.
Yeah, that's true. But you brought up another really great thing that I never really thought of is like, we were talking about that shirt in particular, my praise shirt, where you're like, you know, if let's say it doesn't do well this weekend, just shelve it.
Yeah.
Bring it back later on, you know, like just,
or it could be the stout.
Mm-hmm.
This I've had now, I have two stouts. Neither stout has done well.
Yeah.
Wasn't the designs. The designs are cool. It's just, I think it's just the stout. And mm-hmm. I don't know why my brain went to a stout. I like stouts. I think the front end of the stout looks cool.
Yeah. I think they're cool there. Cause they're like, you know, we do a lot of like C10 stuff, like 60s and 70s. And to me that's like what a 60s, 70s mini truck is
the stout. When I originally did the stout with Pinstripe Chris, my thought process was,
you've had three stouts. Wait, no,
two.
Pinstripe Chris and the Good Life.
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Dotson. That's not a stout.
No, that's not a
Dotson.
The reason I go to older trucks, well, I went to the stout the first time, was because a lot of people are like, oh, I have a Toyota, or I have a Nissan, or I have a Chevy, but a stout is just a cool old truck.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, oh, do you have a Mazda? If you don't have a Mazda shirt, I'm not buying a shirt. Right. Or do you have a S10? No, I have a Toyota. Oh, I have an S10. I'm not buying a Toyota shirt. So that's kind of where my thought process was in that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, no.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Now we're both going to come out. And that's also the other thing that we kind of like battle with is we come out like, you haven't done it yet. So we're all worked out. But for a moment there before Mininauts, I was coming out with my Tacoma shirt and you were going to do Tacoma shirt.
Well, that's because my Tacoma shirt's going to be based on my Tacoma.
Right.
And my Tacoma was going to be done sooner.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Yeah, because I came out with that one, but it is a white Tacoma, standard cap Tacoma. But different, you know?
Yeah, different front end.
Little same, but, it, you know.
Yeah, so I will have, hopefully, I will have my Tacoma shirt with my Tacoma at the Forbidden Show.
That'll be the first one? Oh, that's before Mininauts, so yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought Mininauts was going to be, but no, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah. And that'll be exactly 1 year after you debuting the truck at the last. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I debuted at Data Remember.
At Data Remember.
Yeah.
But it was at Forbidden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was at Data
Oh, well, Remember. Now we're coming for a year and it's not running yet. What happened?
I know. Just everything.
But it is a lot farther than it was that in that stage.
Okay, so the reason is I decided to buy the front end kit.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't on the table when I first started this. That if I didn't need that front end kit, that truck would be running, driving, and painted by now.
Right.
But I had to save it. That front end kit's not cheap.
You know, no, it's quite a chunk of money. Yeah.
So it was like a gut punch.
Yeah.
Not in a bad
way. Oh, no. Gut punch or like a little setback?
Like took the wind out of my sails.
Okay.
Financial sales.
You're like, so about these shirts, you need to buy more of them.
Oh, can I get some shirts on a net 120?
Yeah, no, that's cool though. But yeah, so Forbidden, that'll be the debut of the Tacoma shirt. Yep. And maybe it'll be an animal shirt.
I'm thinking, no.
That'll be a skeleton shirt.
I think this next skeleton shirt, mine and Joe's, will be the last skeleton shirt until that Forbidden one.
Oh, okay.
Give it a little bit of break.
Right.
And it's going to come up fast anyways.
And well, we have LST in between that.
Yeah, so I think LST and Mini Nats will be animal shirts.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do with your LST. These shirts, it's funny because I'm just like, it's already coming back up. I still have a bunch.
So fast, dude.
So I'm like, do I print more of last year's shirts and bring them? Mm. I think I do.
Mm.
I'll know at Dino's because Dino's was originally when I came out with that one shirt of me
you
and
were,
Mike.
You were like, that was it.
That was it. But I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they sell at Dino's, I'm just going to keep printing them until they stop selling.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, too.
You know, why not? The design's already there.
Yeah.
Maybe I just will keep them on. I don't know what to do.
Yep. Me neither. I don't know what to do either.
But we did give our welder away.
We did. That was awesome. And it went to, like I said, it's always, not that I want it to go to people we know or anything. It's just kind of cool.
We do kind of want it.
Yeah, we kind of do. I just like
when people post, like when people win and don't post about it, it's kind of.
Yeah. That takes a wind out of your sails.
It does, yeah, because we're just like, hey, we're excited because we gave you a dual pack and then we never hear from you.
Yeah, exactly. But I was talking more like when someone was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't even know I entered.
Yeah.
You know, and then you, maybe it's just because like in some level, I kind of feel bad for the dudes who drop like a couple $100 and they're like, well, that's cool.
Yeah. Like they're doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Those are the ones that I, but no, our friend Gage Bolden up in Vegas.
Yep.
Right. Vegas. Yeah. He's from Vegas. Yeah. He won. Super excited. That's really cool.
And
he's
didn't know he was entered.
Oh, he didn't know he was entered?
He made a comment on there and he goes, I just bought shirts. I didn't even know you were having a contest.
Now you say that.
But it's still, but he's excited about it.
Right. Yeah.
So, So I need to give Sean Rose, who, by the way, thank you.
Yeah. Big thank you to Sean.
Yep. He's got a lot of exciting things coming up. And I told him to make sure he keeps us filled in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I don't want to bug you guys. I'm like,
no, you're not gonna bug us. There's no bugging involved.
So, yeah, he's got a lot of, and it kind of ties into Eastwood and all that stuff. And Rose 10 is his code for Eastwood if you want to save some money buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also ties into that we've been shouting out YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the YouTube channels that I want to shout out is Field Photo and Film.
Okay.
And it's this guy, Jeff, and he's going to do a lot of stuff with Sean. He's going to film a lot of his stuff and all that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he goes to mini truck shows. He's got a bunch of videos on his YouTube channel, so make sure you go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And follow him on Instagram and all that good stuff. And follow Sean and all that stuff. And we also have some plans for mini nets next year. Remember we talked about like people that can enter... They can't enter when they buy stuff at the booth.
Oh yeah. We were literally just talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm.
So we're just like, oh, what if we, like when you buy something, you get like a raffle ticket. And then if you want to come back and try to win, then maybe that Saturday night or that if it's a Sunday, whatever it is, you come back and we draw the raffle.
I think that's a super cool idea. And it won't be like crazy stuff.
No, it'll be like, it'll, like a skate said, deck or
like
something.
Like a drill, like something simple, something cool that you walk away at the end of the day and you're like, oh, that's pretty neat. You know?
So I talked like that. So I was asking Sean, I was like, well, let's do something at Mini Nets where he's going to make a metal piece of artwork.
Oh,
like with the drop logo.
Yeah,
or something. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
We'll do that. And then he has the auction there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we will get we can take one of your banners and mm-hmm. one of my banners, and we can, we'll make a real big one.
Yeah.
Like we make 42 by 42. Maybe we'll make a big one, and then that'll be our donation to the auction.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So it's just like, it was cool talking to him yesterday. It's just like this whole
machine. I'm just super stoked that he's excited. Just as excited as we are.
Yeah.
It's really cool to work with people who are as excited as you yeah. are, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. And yeah.
Yeah. And just like all everyone working together,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Just like, it just, it's really cool.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But again, Sean Rose 10, Eastwood Tool Co. The thing that I want to make a point about all that is like Eastwood Tool Co. You obviously is a tool company. They make tools, but they also have a lot of supplies too. So like, yeah, okay. Like, oh, you know, I'm not really in the market for tools right now, but maybe you might need, you know, some sanding discs, or you need some primer, or you need, I don't know if they sell paint, but they sell a lot of supplies.
Yeah.
So even if you need that, that's going to,
if you need a 4-post lift.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Yes. A lot of people are getting 4-post lifts for their yeah. garage. They're not that, I mean, I say not that expensive, but they're $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you use Rose 10, you save $400.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah, so that's like,
yeah,
that's quite a bit.
It's legit. Yeah,
it is legit.
Yeah, that's like both sides. I was just saying, like, if you just need some stuff,
you yeah, know? Like you said, yeah, if you already have tools and you're just like, oh, well, I need discs, mm-hmm. I need to resupply my consumables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can save some money, yeah. Save some scratch.
Yeah,
yeah, save some scratch.
So, yeah, bet.
You bet. You're in my territory now. This is the young kid layer.
I'm going to walk outside and be like, a classroom. Sit down.
Yeah. I'm going to have my kid explain everything to you. She goes, listen, chat.
I know. I always make fun of Frank for talking like he's 21 years old. But that's because I don't have kids. He has kids. So he yeah. hears different languages than I do. But do your kids ever catch you using stuff and they say don't use that?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. Because there's this really, on TikTok, there's this girl. She is a fourth grade art teacher, and all of her videos are about like dissecting what the kids are saying, and I watch all of them. So like, I'll hit them with something out of like left field and be like, yeah, Skibbity Riz, Ohio. And they're less like, what? Don't say that.
It would just be like my parents coming in and saying, oh, what are you working on? That's sick.
That's sick, like, dude.
Stop. Don't do that. Elon Musk did that.
He says stuff like that.
Okay, he just had that, you know, they just did their debut, their
yeah.
their Rubu van, as they mm-hmm. called it. Rubu van. That's how he says it.
Oh, that's how he says it?
He says Rubu van.
Not a Robo van?
Not Robo van.
Is that Rubu van?
Anyways.
Yeah.
And a taxi, driverless taxi, and he goes, so this bus thing comes around the corner, and he's like, now, if you saw that coming down the street, you'd be like, sick. And I'm like, don't talk like that. Don't do that. Like,
well, at least he didn't say like, oh, that's so Ohio, I don't know. I've never
Rizzy, Dizzy, Fizzy, Rizzy, Fizzy Rizzy, Cap.
Yeah, that's rizzed up. Oh my God. Doug, anyway.
Doug's going to make some comments on this.
Doug,
this,
you know what, Doug? That's fine. I appreciate the
we appreciate
I appreciate
the,
it. You know what it means? Help. It means Doug cares.
It does.
And I appreciate that.
And he's only a few miles
from I know. Here. He literally lives like around the corner. Yeah. And it's so funny when like Stuart, like we were talking to Stuart about awards and stuff. And he's like, you know, he's like Frank's neighbor, right? I'm yeah. like, yeah, he like literally lives like a less than a mile away from yeah. me.
When we did the podcast over there, that was the most that you've ever hung out with him. And he's lived
basically
around the corner.
I've known Doug. We talked about that in that episode where we had him on. I've known Doug for like 25 years now. I maybe hung out with him like four times. Outside of car show stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside car show stuff, it's been a long, long time. But, yeah. like, outside of car show stuff. Sorry, Doug. We should yeah. hang out more.
You should take
no, you know,
Frank
for
a ride in the Corvette.
No, I take that back. Because every time I've hung out at his house, I've had to, like, make banners or weed stick. Yeah.
Well, that's because you're there on the way to my house.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's always been on the way to a
and
show.
And Doug, I'm not saying he waits to the last minute to do certain things, but sometimes.
Doug is like, what the hell, man? How did this turn into something about me?
This is what you get for talking shit in
yeah.
the comments.
Yeah, Doug.
We're
going to
just talk shit right here in this.
Yeah, yeah, relax.
You're not here to defend yourself. That's the best way to talk shit about someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So, yeah, that's it. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about? Because I have a couple, like one thing that's just kind of an interesting topic to talk about that I just saw today.
Yeah, what is it?
Have you seen
that the Dodgers beat the Padres?
The Dodgers beat the Padres. Yeah, we ended the live yesterday. unknowing the Dodgers beat the Padres.
Yeah, well, we were driving home and the Padres were beating the Dodgers and you were very sad.
I was not happy in that scenario. That was like a multi-compounded problem. One, yes, the Dodgers are losing. Yes, they got the absolute crap kicked out of them. I'm tired. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm very far away from home. It was just like not fun. Anyway. Have you seen, I just saw this today, have you seen the Dodge Ram Charger hybrid truck?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
So that is the exact thing that Edison Motors does.
And that's the video I saw was the Edison Motors guy saying like, hey, look, this is the thing we came up with.
Exact thing that the old Dodge or the old Chevy Volt did.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. That's the way that worked.
Yeah. So that Dodge truck, it's essentially a hybrid, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just not disingenuous, but it is not correct to say it is a hybrid.
No, it's a Dodge Ram truck, a fully electric Dodge Ram truck with a generator on it, like a it's like a train.
Yeah,
it's exact. So the gas V6 in it is not attached to the drive shaft.
Mm-hmm.
There is no drive shaft for it. It's not, you know, you're not going to rev it up. You know what I mean? And vroom 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 and like do anything. It's literally just when the battery dies that starts to charge it.
Yeah.
And I have a prediction about that.
Okay.
I think that will not... A lot of people are like, this is the future. This is the future.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I thought that was it. Like, this is what...
That tech will go away very soon.
Oh.
That tech was good for big trucks. Like, maybe the Ram, maybe like a 2500 or a 3500. But I even think, but for like a diesel truck, like what Edison is doing, mm-hmm. I think that's the way that it's going to go.
That really makes a lot more sense because that solves the range issue.
Yeah. It solves the range issue, but... There, when it comes to big trucks, like big rigs and stuff, there's going to be a whole host of things that are mm-hmm. going to happen in that industry when it comes to electric and hybrid and hydrogen and that stuff. But I think the Ram truck, it's cool, but I just think that the tech is changing so fast that I think on a tank of fuel. To that, for the battery to run out and then that motor to charge the battery on a tank of fuel, you get like 770 miles.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
You can go and hop in a new Chevy EV and get 450 miles. So you're 300 miles away from that, and the Chevy truck doesn't have an engine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a gas engine. So and
did they happen to mention the range for towing with that Ram?
No.
So that'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. But... what is more interesting to me is how fast battery tech is moving. So I think that it's just going to be an obsolete thing in 10 or 15 years.
I see.
I think that efficiency, because it's not really the battery tech that's going to like move fast. It's the efficiency that we use the battery. It's like gas, right? Gasoline mm-hmm. is gasoline. It's been gasoline for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
We have figured out how to get from 10 miles on one tank of gasoline, 1 gallon or 1 gallon of gasoline. We have turned from getting 10 miles out of that same gallon of gasoline to getting 50 miles out of that same gallon of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
The gallon of gasoline has not changed.
Right, right.
So these batteries, they're not really going to change. A lot of people talk about solid state batteries and stuff, but I think we're a little far from that. But like, it's the efficiency we get out of the batteries. So if you say you have that Dodge Ram truck and on a tank of fuel, it can go 770 miles, and then you have this Chevy truck that's now getting 450 with no tank of gas, with no engine.
Yeah, a true
EV truck.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying I think like what you said though, for long hauls,
mm-hmm.
you know, like if you're long haul towing and stuff, then that solves that.
Yeah,
that helps solve it.
Yeah.
And again, I know this is a divisive topic. It fascinates me, so I really get into it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's why I asked. Because I'm the complete opposite. I go like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's it. You guys solved it. Congratulations. Good job.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff happening in the industry. And whether mm-hmm. you like it or not, it's there's people working in that industry, and they're solving problems all the time. Lucid has... is so efficient with their batteries now. They're getting 500 plus 600, almost 600 miles of range.
Wow.
Out of the same battery pack that they used to only get 400 miles range. Mm-hmm. So it's the efficiency.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, just to touch back on that, the gas thing too, is not only have we figured out to take the same amount of gas and make it more efficient and last longer, we've also, since that inception of pulling, you know, basically creating gasoline, putting into storage tanks and pumping them into cars, even that has come a long way. Like gas pumps. Like an old gas pump was like ding, 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 ding. And now it will blast that shit in
there.
Or
just getting oil out of the ground.
Yeah.
You've already heard the saying drill, baby, drill. Like we need more drilling and stuff. And in fact, we're pulling more fuel and more natural gas out of the ground here in this country than we ever have in the past. With less rigs because of just the way it's because they can drill down and sideways now.
Oh, wow.
So instead of just drilling down and then that's where you get your fuel. And so you need another rig over here to drill down and another rig over here. No, you need one and it does all these crazy things. It's really fascinating.
Sure.
Like technology and things like that it's moving. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I knew you'd have something to say about that.
I think it's cool.
No, I think it's rad. I think it's really cool. I think it's always cool.
Someone said they saw. Someone said that's the only way they were going to solve the transmission issue in Dodges is to completely get rid of them.
I guess a Chevy's also like,
Hey.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I never see anything like that on either side of this whole argument thing. I never see it and have, I'm like, ugh. I'm always like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You
know? Anyway. So, all right. We done?
That's it. We made it.
Another one. And this one wasn't as rough.
It wasn't. That's because we ate, we got energized.
Yeah.
And we went right into it.
Now, I'm just fueled on pizza and beer right now.
I'm waiting for Tony to be like, where's Frank's house at?
I was. So our friend Tony, who's also in the club, is out from Indiana and he's going to come hang out here at the pad. And I was like, man, if he comes after dark, he's going to be like, dude. What the fuck?
What is going on?
Where his wife is going to be like, are you going to murder me?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yes.
Can bring me out to California and take me out?
Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. We'll see you next week.
Later. Oh, go to our websites.
Oh, websites. Yeah.
Frank has new shirts.
I have new shirts.
I'm going to have new shirts eventually.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll have something else to give away later on.
Yeah. We don't know what yet, but we'll figure it out. If anybody wants to donate some stuff, let us know.
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right. Later.